It's day 300 and what are we on? 51 of hashtag 365. 14 days remaining. Mad.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind, and together we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
So I went into hashtag 365 at the start on day one, day zero, with the intention of shedding more weight than I've ever shed in my life, which I have done already. We're not even at the end and I have done that. And you may remember me saying that exercise was never really part of the equation. You know, I realised that the way I was going to lose that weight, shift that timber, as they say, is by watching and monitoring what I ate. It's that attention to detail regarding calories in and calories out that was going to help me lose that weight. And people say that. They say that weight loss is like 90% diet, 10% exercise. But there's no doubt about it. Exercise is so important. And I've walked so far. I've walked so many steps each day, every day, across the whole of the past 365 days. And I know for a fact that the weight loss wouldn't have come off as gradually as it did and as wonderfully as it did if it wasn't for also getting those steps away. But if year one of hashtag 365 was all about shedding that weight, year two for me is really going to be about turning the body that I now have into the best version it can be. Now, I don't mean I'm going to start hitting the gym 5-6 times a week. I can't. I haven't got time for that. My life doesn't allow for that. But there are things that I can do moving forwards that means I can sort of maximize the benefits of where I've got to now. Because I've lost a lot of weight. I'm not at my goal weight. I've still got a stone and a bit to lose. I know that. And I will achieve that. I won't achieve it by the end of 365. I know that. It's impossible. But I will achieve it across the course of the next 365 days when we get there, you know? And exercise is absolutely going to be part of that. One of the things that I've realized over the past 365 days is I love walking. I love it. I find it really meditative. It's a bit of time for myself. I listen to music, I listen to podcasts, you know, explore different things. I can't believe I'm saying that, because I used to hate walking. I used to actively avoid it. So walking is very much part of my life now. It's been a massive positive outtake from hashtag 365. One of the other things I've noticed that I really enjoy is I really enjoy spin classes. Spin class, if you don't know, is basically like you're on an exercise bike and there's an instructor and they tell you to ride faster and turn up the intensity and all that kind of stuff. And it's all about music, really. So the music's pumping, the instructors get you going, you work up a massive sweat, and it's a really good bit of cardio. I really enjoy that. So across the course of the next year, there's three things I'm going to do. One, I'm going to continue to walk every single day, part of my life now, part of my default. I'm going to try and fit in spin classes, 2 or 3 spin classes a week I'm going to do. And as well as that, I'm going to do really basic at-home circuits. So really simple weight lifts, press ups, you know, utilizing my own body, my own body weight to exercise. So stuff like press ups, sit ups, leg lifts, just really basic stuff. And just do that, make that part of my default. I do it all the time, stretching all the time as well. And hopefully I'm going to come out of the next 365 days as a leaner, even healthier, fitter version of myself. And it feels weird saying this, because going into hashtag 365, exercise had never really been part of my life. And it was certainly not something that I'd ever look forward to or have any sort of positive feeling towards. But as we're coming to the end and I'm sort of reflecting on all the things that I've learned, it's been one of the biggest outtakes, one of the biggest positive outtakes, is my understanding now of the enormous positive effects that exercise has on your body. So I'm absolutely stoked to be having that with me in my brain as we get to the end of Hashtag 365. So I'm going to do a few of these episodes, these kind of moving forwards episodes, I think, as we get towards the end, because it's sort of winding it down really now. And it's nice to be out of the silly season and me not just be complaining about how badly things are going for once. Anyway, join me again here tomorrow. I'm hoping tomorrow I'm going to be joined by my friend Paul, who I've mentioned loads of times over the past 365 days. Paul's the person that I go running with, and he's had similar weight loss issues over his life. So let's have a chat to him tomorrow if I remember to do it. We're hanging out together for New Year's Eve, so we might be drunk. But if anything, that'll just make it better, no?